drink to that. I'm your host, Ted Steele. And among the guests we'll meet this half hour, Ed McMahon, talking to the ruler of the Wild Kingdom, and Keith Jackson and his World of Wheels. Right now, Glenn Yarborough tells us how we feel about you on this 13th anniversary of Monitor.
I left my home, left my job, left my friends, set out to roam out beyond where the highway ends. I'd never seen the sea or looked at a starry sky until you happened to pass by. I was so sure nothing troubled my mind. Safe and secure, thought I'd found all there was to find. Living from day to day without ever knowing why, until you happened to pass by. Then the sound of you sang in my ear, and the sight of you dazzled my eyes, and the warmth of you melted my fears. I saw the years I've been living without you were nothing but lies. I'll follow you to the end of the line, into the blue, where the stars never lose their shine. You are my everything, my earth, my sea, my sky. So glad you happened to pass by.
Until you happen to pass by and stay with Monitor.
Sunny weekends and out we go to soak up the sun. But sometimes we soak up too much sun too fast. Then what happens?
Sunburn. Suddenly you feel on fire. At night you toss and turn.
Painful sunburn is so needless. Sonarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aids, because Solarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine, used by doctors. Solarcaine cools, soothes, aids healing too, contains two antiseptics, helps prevent infection. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with Solarcaine.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, for more complete relief.
To anybody who thinks that Ed McMahon's wild life is concentrated exclusively in Hurley's bar, you're about to learn that there's another side to it. As Ed talks to a friend he'd like you to meet.
This is Ed McMahon for Eagle Claw, makers of the finest quality fishing tackle. My guest is Jim Fowler of NBC-TV's Wild Kingdom. Who knows if those fish stories we've heard all our lives are fact or fiction? We'll meet Jim in just 1 minute. Right here in my hand, I have one of the handiest gadgets for a fisherman that's come along for years. It's particularly useful for bifocal crowd and night fishermen. I wish you could see it. It's a little box that pins on your shirt or fishing jacket. It opens up to put a magnifying glass right under your nose, but leaves both hands free. What's it for? Well, how many times have you tried to tie a fly onto a leader and the eye of the hook is so tiny you can hardly see it? How many times have you cussed when you're trying to thread a hook with monofilament at dusk and you couldn't do it? Well, this Eagle Claw Tifocal, that's the name, Tifocal, even has a light so you can do these tricky jobs in a boat at night with the wind blowing. Get one at your tackle store for just $1.95. The Eagle Claw Tifocal. Incidentally, it's a great Father's Day gift. When it comes to products for fishermen, Eagle Claw is way out in front. All those of you who watch NBC TV's Wild Kingdom know that Jim Fowler is one of those gifted people who really seems able to talk to animals. And he's just the man to nail down a fact or blow up a myth. For example, Jim, when I was a kid, I remember going to an aquarium where every time the electric eel swam by, a light would go on. Now, was that a stunt, or is it true that there is electricity in an eel?
That is true. That's not a myth.
Can you get a shock from an electric eel?
You can get one heck of a shock. It won't do really any serious damage to you, but it'll make you pull your hand back in a hurry.
Now, is that how it gets its prey?
This is how it gets its prey.
Stuns it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some great exhibits around that actually show when you put a piece of meat in the water, the eel smells it, goes toward it, and starts emitting this electrical signal to shock the food so that he can eat it. And you can test this. You can even light a light bulb with it.
Let me ask you something else, the great Bible story about Jonah and the whale. Is it possible that a whale could swallow a man whole? Does it eat that way, like a snake does, sometimes swallowing the whole animal, the whole
person? Well, let me point out this, that there are whales in the ocean that have been found with the remains of 13 porpoise in their stomach. The killer whale will eat, you know, a half a dozen porpoise or seals without thinking anything of it. They'll even take a walrus. So there's no doubt that a killer whale could take a man. And there are other whales, sperm whales, many of them, that are capable of doing this.
You've been fishing all over the country, all over the world, really. But what's your, do you have a favorite fishing spot here in the United States?
Yeah, I grew up around the Okefenokee Swamp.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Okefenokee's got some pretty good fishing. Have you ever heard of the way they fish with a post hole digger down there?
No.
They have floating islets. And it shocks you when you first see it because your guide goes out with a post hole digger, you know, and you say, look, I want to fish. And then he explains to you that on these floating islands, he takes this, he digs a hole right through the island. And, of course, the best fishing is right under this floating mass of vegetation. And you drop your hook through this hole, you know, and fish just like you would in a
regular lake. Like ice fishing.
That's right. It's like ice fishing, but it's through matted vegetation.
You know, I envy you at times. There are parts of your life that I wouldn't want any part of. But I do envy you at times. I've seen a lot of the films, and when you're on The Tonight Show, of course, some of the things, some of the places you get to. Is there anything left to explore? Is there any place you haven't been? Something you'd like to do? Kind of an ambition?
Yeah, there is. In fact, I'm just starting out on a very adventurous trip. First of all, Lowell Thomas says that there's 1/5 of the Earth's surface that hasn't been explored. That's pretty hard to believe. But we still, there are big, vast areas that man hasn't been to. I'm going down under the auspices of the Explorers Research Corporation in a month and a half and do some of the first studies on the Andes condor. And I'll be going into areas in the Andes that very few people have been to, trying to find the nest of this largest flying bird. It has a wingspread that's almost 11 foot 6 inches. And that's almost, you know, as wide as this room.
Studio, yes.
We want to find out some things about the Andes condor before it's too late, how much room it needs, what its movements are. And we're going to put a radio transmitter on the back of a condor and then track its movements with receiver sets. Should be pretty fascinating.
I can imagine that getting clearance into Kennedy one day. I can just see those condors stacked up over the airport. My guest has been Jim Fowler, explorer, zoologist. This is Ed McMahon for Wright & McGill, makers of the finest quality fishing tackle, including world-famous Eagle Claw fish hooks. Buying fishing line to refill your reel has always been trouble. Very few of us remember how many yards it takes. So we buy a 100-yard spool and end up short, or we buy a double spool and end up with a tangle. But here's the answer. Eagle Claw blonde monofilament line gives you enough line on a single spool to completely fill your reel, regardless of make. It comes hermetically sealed, and it can't dry out. Save yourself some trouble. Buy Eagle Claw Blonde Fishing Line.
And if those condors have to come in for a night landing, you can always get your electric eels to light up the place, huh? Now, Spanky and our gang have a reasonable request. Like to get to know you.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, sir.
But I'd like to get to know you. But I'd like to get to know
Sadly, I've been searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I
Sounds like the beginning of a love affair, huh? Well, I've got the time and the place. It's right now 13 minutes before the hour, and right here on the Monitor Beacon. ...101,578,127 females in the United States. And apparently none of them go for Engelbert Humperdinck, a man without love.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way, so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to
week he even tried a friendship club. That's where the lonely men and lonely women go to discover they were better off lonely.
Buy a new Oldsmobile. Drive it a while, and you begin discovering you've got even more value than you thought. Take the performance of your engine, one of the new generation of rockets. Sure, it's more spirited, but what makes the advance impressive is not just pure spirit. Those young mobile engines run smoother, quieter, more economically than ever. Why? Because they reach their peak efficiency at speeds much lower than before. Result? More power in normal driving ranges, more economy, and a quieter, smoother ride. Check out that performance yourself during Young Mobile's saving season, when you can get a great deal on any Young Mobile you choose. See your Oldsmobile dealer now.
Give Olds Young with the world and young it up for real with the Young Mobile.
Young Mobile.
A pause of 6 seconds now as we switch to Los Angeles for Monitor's auto racing feature, World of Wheels, with Keith Jackson.
Everybody, Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's Charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. It looks like 1968 may be Dan Gurney's biggest year in racing. The quiet Californian who shows a victory in the Riverside Motor Trend 500 for stock cars, a solid second at the Indy 500, today grabbed his first USAC Championship car win in Canada, winning both heats of the 200-mile USAC event at Mossport Park, Ontario. Gurney led wire-to-wire in both 100-mile heats, each time beating back the challenge of Mario Andretti. Ronnie Bucknum, third, Mark Donahue, four. More than 25,000 people watch, crowd probably pared down by a threat of rain and the absence of any turbines in the race. Some trouble for some of the name drivers. Bobby Unser, Gordon Johncock, and Lloyd Ruby all had wrecks. Only Unser hurt. Bobby had a head cut requiring 8 stitches. The winner, Dan Gurney, heads now for the European Grand Prix circuit, starts next weekend in Holland. National Hot Rod Association Spring Nationals wind up tomorrow, Englishtown, New Jersey, after 2 days of eliminations, and perhaps the big story comes from the AA Fuel Dragster class. 55 cars entered in that class. In paring the group down to the 16 fastest, two big names will be missing tomorrow, defending Spring Nationals champion Don Prudhomme and former world champ Pete Robinson. 9 of the 16 cars qualifying at less than 7 seconds for the quarter mile, Bob Russo details the rest of the story from Englishtown.
Well, Keith, we have the quickest field ever assembled. I should say the quickest 16-car field ever assembled for a championship drag race here at Englishtown, led by Chuck Kurzawa of Warren, Michigan, the Ram Chargers driver. He had an elapsed time, which is best so far, the meet of 6.838 seconds, a top speed of 220.58 miles per hour. However, the top speed of the meet thus far was turned in by Mike Snively in the Hawaiian. He had a 228.42 miles per hour. One other thing of note, Keith, in the Superstock class, Superstock B, it was old reliable Ronnie Sox from Burlington, North Carolina, the winner today in a 68 Barracuda.
We'll check the winners for you tomorrow on the Spring Nationals here on World of Wheels. At the Memorial Day 500-mile race this year, 19 of the 30 radiator-equipped cars roared off with their cooling systems protected by WINS Radiator Stop Leak. The use of WINS radiator stop leak in these 19 cars has been certified by the United States Auto Club, which sanctioned and supervised the race. In a race like the Indy, cooling system pressures build up. That can certainly put a car out of the running. But WINS radiator stop leak stops the trouble before it starts, seals leaks before they are leaks. So why don't you take a tip from 19 Indy drivers? Ask for the competition-proved sealing protection of WINS radiator stop leak. Guard your car's cooling system against the pressures of hot weather driving ahead. Ask for WINS radiator stop leak. It's the complete cooling system protection in the little blue can. It worked at Indy. It'll work for you, too. It's one of the many. Fine. Keep your car going strong. Products from WINS. Major event on the NASCAR Grand National Stock Circuit, Carolina 500 at Rockingham tomorrow. The starters on the front row both had some bad luck today. George Cunningham reports.
Leroy Yarborough and David Pearson, both in four Torinos, had something unusual happen to them today. On the final day before the race, they had to change engines. They both blew engines in practice, and they will be going with fresh power plants in the third annual Carolina 500 tomorrow.
And a new rule has caused a couple of fellows some worrisome moments too, George, as I understand.
NASCAR has invoked for the first time a new rule, which is similar to the rule used at Indianapolis, in that for the first time, the cars, when they qualified their cars, the tires were impounded, and these tires will go on the cars at the start of the race.
The two fellows who may get bitten by the rule are Bobby Allison and Paul Goldsmith. Bobby and Paul qualified well up on the starting grid using the soft gumball tires. The tires give exceptional bite through the corners, but are expected to heat up and wear out rather quickly. Of course, if the day is cool, it might help them some. They have to run at least one lap on their qualifying tires. Stormy weather threatening the SECA Grand Prix Oklahoma New Manford. Lou Sell in a Chev-powered Eagle today, running close to his track record of a minute 32 seconds on the 2.6-mile course, led qualifiers in Formula A. Dick Smothers in a Brabham BT21 led the qualifiers in Formula B. The race runs tomorrow. If you'd like a set of 11 WINS official racing decals, send 25 cents along with your name and address to WINS Racing Decals, Box 113, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051. And that wraps it for this edition of WINS World of Wheels, brought to you by WINS famous friction proofing, WINS Charge, and the entire family of WINS products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Los Angeles, reporting for Monitor Sports.
World of Wheels is heard every Saturday and Sunday, a regular feature, along with Monitor's additional late report on auto racing, Sport of Speed.
Stay right here on NBC.
Now I'll just slip into my new shoes and feet. Did you moan?
Oh, must you squeeze us into those shoes? You walked all over town today.
But, Feed, I had to buy new shoes.
So you kept us locked up all day. No wonder we're hot, tired, and, you know, just...
Why, I bathe you every day.
Our troubles don't come out in the wash.
What can I do for you?
Get us Men and Quinsana spray powder.
Men in Quinsana spray powder?
It's the newest. It's the greatest spray powder yet. It cools, comforts, and cushions feet. It soothes, dries, and relieves itch, twitch, and squish.
I got you a spray powder.
Oh, we want new Quinsana spray powder because it smells fresh and healthy the way we should.
Okay, feet, I promise you new Quinsana spray powder. Now, what do you say?
You look real pretty in those shoes. Men in Quinsana. A step ahead in foot care.
Hugo Montenegro, hang 'em high. Because right after NBC News on the Hour, we'll be hanging around together for more Monitor. I'm your host, Ted Steele, and I'll save a place for you.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC.